everyone. It's FPL Face Off the Casuals. We're back. We've had a little hiatus, about a week, I think. It's been manic. Football left, right and centre. But I'm here with Craig. Say hello, Craig.
Hello.
There we go. Did you say hello, Craig? Weirdo. Okay. But we're here to really talk about last week's game week, which I didn't do very well in. You did not too bad, didn't you?
I was happy.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was going to go straight in on the scores. I got a below average 45.
Yeah.
Fitz got a below average 49. You got
66. Yeah, I'm more than happy with that, to be honest with you.
Jim got 71.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And that's quite funny because if we look at our Kings versus Casual League, in chronological order, the scores have gone that way. So Tim's at top. You slipped a little bit when we had a little break.
Halfway through, I went down to third for a little bit. Yeah. Luckily, I've gone back up now a little bit. I'm 19 points ahead.
You've shown your class, haven't you?
Yeah. I fluked it. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
And Fitz had a pretty shoddy week, I think.
Yes, shoddy. Shoddy, yes. Yeah. I had a shoddier week.
Yeah.
But that's just consistency. That's what I'm saying. I'm like the Sheffield United of this league.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So we'll just quickly run over the scores of the totals. I've got 1,770. Fitz has gone 1,839. Just in front of him, 1,858, Craig.
Yep.
But that's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is at the minute. Yeah.
I'm not sure you're going to catch Jim Timms. He's got 1,954.
That's a long way. That's 96 points to make up, and we've got, what, seven game weeks left?
Well, I think it's six, isn't it? Because one of the game weeks is a double game week, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so six. Yeah, that'd be a tough ask, but we'll see.
It will be. But we just want to have a look at the overall March. No, we won't look at that. Just seeing if I won.
March, just quickly. Jim Timms fourth, Glenn third, me second, and then Fitz number one.
Yeah, which is surprising because he's not very good. But that's that where we are. So, in terms of tick game week, I want to talk about my team. And I know you want to talk about last week because one of the reasons I had a low score is my Liverpool players didn't quite perform the way I wanted them to.
Yeah.
Conor Bradley got one. Darwin got five. Salah, who I thought I'd captained, got eight.
Yeah, you didn't captain him? Yeah, no. You captained Palmer.
Captain Palmer, because Palmer's been on fire.
Yeah. I captain Palmer as well.
Yeah, got five.
But yeah, I mean, it's a return, you know?
Yeah. And what I was annoyed about is, you know, after seeing Foden being electric a couple of weeks ago, scoring a hat-trick, got dropped.
This is it with Pep Roulette. And this time,
turbocharged now, isn't it?
This time of the season, as of time of recording, last night Man City played Real Madrid. Foden played amazing. I think he was man of the match. He
walked off injured.
Yeah. So doubt he'll probably play against Luton this weekend.
No, they're going to rest him against Luton.
More than likely, yeah. But this is when Pep Roulette really comes into. At the end of the season, I mean, they're going for so much stuff. They need their squad. I mean, do you know what I mean?
The last night's game, 3-3, phenomenal. Against Palace, they just made Palace look
Palace-y,
yeah. They showed their true colours and didn't turn up. Man City smashed the absolute back doors out of them.
Yeah. With the Fodens, the De Bruyners now going forward, even Haaland. Like, you just don't know when they're going to play. It's difficult. I'd imagine Foden won't play this weekend, though, as I say. Yeah, like, he did have a little niggle.
Yeah, and I'm also a little bit annoyed that I've got, two Bournemouth players that have really let me down now.
Yeah, Cook and Solanke.
Yeah. I want to get rid of them.
Solanke, would you get rid of Solanke?
I don't know
Bournemouth do have a. They are one of the double game.
Well, they got Man United. They are one of the double game weeks coming up.
See, I'd be more inclined to keep Bournemouth players at the minute, purely because they've got two games.
This is the problem. I don't look that far ahead.
Yeah, you see, I had to for my double game for my wild card. So like, I'm quite happy with my team at the minute.
Well, Bournemouth have got Man United next.
Yeah.
Now
well, which United's going to shut? We don't know.
We don't know.
Incredible performance against the FA Cup against Liverpool. Worst game of the season against Brentford. And then somewhat spirited performance against Liverpool this week in the league.
That Liverpool game was...
It should have been dead and buried in the first half.
Mistakes galore.
Yeah.
I've got to say, Man United, one of their goals was fantastic. Well, both finishes were fantastic.
Yeah, and I don't think they were, I don't think it was a penalty.
No. Well, I think it was.
Well,
it was vile, wasn't it? It was nearly broke his leg. It was soft.
It was softer than soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Salah-esque. Yeah. But not as soft as the one that Arsenal got away with last night in the Champions League. I know we shouldn't really bring that up in FPL, but Saka, he's a cheat, isn't he?
Saka, I think he should have got booked for that, to be honest with you. He just kicked Neuer.
And the I'm not giving a penalty for that because that's a child's mistake. Apparently the referee said that about the passing between the goalkeeper and the Arsenal defender.
Really?
Mm. Mm. Apparently said that's what he said to the players on the pitch.
That's really funny.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, good.
So...
It's weird to have a referee with a sense of humour.
Yeah.
Normally like copper, isn't it?
Yeah. But getting back to the FPL... we've just seen some very strange games. The Chelsea-Man United game the other week, just weird. As you say, so you don't know what Man United are going to turn up.
No, that was a heartbreaker. No one's ever lost a game that late. We conceded after the 99th minute. Very strange game. Let's not talk about it.
Well, okay. But what I want to talk about is I've been talking about Spurs, and Spurs are looking quite good.
Mm.
So do you get any Spurs players in?
I've got Udogie and Son. Just quick, I'll go through my team from last week. It was Raya, Gabriel, Udogie. And then I went where all the cool kids went on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this right. Al Nori,
the
Wolves defender.
Yeah, the one that scores goals.
Yeah, well, he got 4 points. So I was happy with that. Then I had Salah, Palmer was my captain. Son, Saka. Saka did well, he got 10. And I had Haaland, Darwin and Muniz.
Muniz.
I completely went against what I was saying about getting players I can pronounce.
He got you.
He got me and he got two, but he did well the week before. Mm. So we'll let him off there. I got Gusto, the Chelsea keeper, Garnacho and Bradley on the bench. I'm happy with my team. I've got two free transfers this week and I don't know what to do. I think the only thing I'm going to look at is the Wolves player because he's got a yellow little...
Yeah. Well, as I say, I've got two transfers. And Foden.
This is where I feel like you should be looking at next week.
Well, that's
because you're going to want to have a lot of Liverpool. You're going to want to have a lot of Arsenal.
And that's what I'm going to start trying to do is just load up on that. I'm not going to win the league. I just want to finish the season with some credibility.
Yeah, that went a long time ago, mate.
I didn't start it with credibility, so I might like to finish it with some.
Yeah.
By actually learning how to play the game.
Yeah. 2 years in, we're still getting there.
Getting there, I'm learning.
Yeah. As you say, we go back to Tottenham. Tottenham have to play well, but they do blank. They have got a blank coming up, and then they double game week in 37, which is probably even too far for me
but
to look for.
What a double game week that is for them, Arsenal and Chelsea.
Yeah, so loading up on Spurs now might be dangerous because they go Newcastle away, blank, then Arsenal-Chelsea, double game week.
And then Liverpool. Yeah.
So thinking out loud, maybe Udogie might be making way this week for me. He's never really been that good. I know everyone goes for him and goes for Pedro Porro. Yeah. He's never really done it for me. So, this is a kind of start of the stage of the season where you've got to start taking risks, especially if you're like me. Like second in a lot of the mini leagues I'm in. So I think probably gambling and going for a defender, if I do get rid of Udogie, for a Bournemouth or even a maybe not Palace because they got Liverpool next, but maybe Braithwaite from Everton. They've got Chelsea and then they've got a double game week of Norris and then Liverpool. Forest and Liverpool.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Normally you'd say, Brentford, they've got a nice run. They've got Sheffield United, Luton, Everton, Fulham, Bournemouth and Newcastle at the end of the season. But they are on championship seeking form, aren't they?
They aren't doing very well.
And I don't mean winning the championship. I mean being in the championship.
Yeah,
they're
on Bristol City form. But That, looking at those though, I wouldn't go for a Brentford defender because they've been letting in goals left, right and centre. But Tony, now he's had a shocking run of form. What better game than Sheffield United at home and then Luton to break his duck?
Well, you said it. I've been banging on about Luton and they've been playing well.
Yeah, it's not getting there.
Well, but they're the ones that won. Burnley, the teams down the bottom are drawing a lot of games. I mean, Burnley drew with Chelsea the other week. What was that about?
Chelsea are a bit like United. You just never know what you're going to get, do you? I think, actually, Chelsea are probably a little bit worse than United. Well,
I don't know. I mean, they beat you 4-3.
Yeah, I still think they're a bit worse. drew with Burnley. At least ours was Brentford, for God's sake.
But yeah, it's interesting to see. But obviously, Everton have been hit by another couple of points deduction.
Now, will that stick another rocket up the bottom? Because it did last time, and they went on a little bit of a run and managed to pull themselves out of the relegation zone very, very quickly.
So
I think you got 10 points and a possible 12 after the last possible deduction.
So looking at another team down there that probably needs that rocket, Forest, and they've got Wolves, Everton. I mean, Everton, 6-pointer in a couple of weeks' time, really.
Yeah, and it's at Everton as well. You've got to fancy Everton there, I think.
And then what's interesting is Forest have got, after that, they've got Man City, then they've got Sheffield United, Chelsea and Burnley.
Yeah, that's not a terrible run for Forest, to be honest with you.
And as long as they can get...
Obviously, the Man City games are right
off, let's
be honest.
If they could get 7 points out of that run, that would probably see them up.
Yeah. Who would you go for if you were picking a Forest player, then?
Divock Origi.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Ex-Liverpool superstar.
Yeah.
He only scores in big games, mate.
Yeah. Do you remember the banner about...
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah. Probably going won't bring that one up.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope not.
No. Take out your eye.
But, yes, Divock Origi only scores in big games. Proved that at Liverpool. So he will probably score some absolute screamers.
Yeah.
Well, not screamers, but it'll be important goals.
Who would you take him out for?
Haaland. No, I'm joking. No, I mean, it's just that.
Do you know what? I think there's going to be a lot of people, especially like big ones on Twitter and stuff, who will remove Haaland because he's a lot of money. And how many of the games, of the last six games, do you think he's actually going to play? Especially if they beat Real Madrid. Do you know what I mean? They're in a great position.
True. But what I will say is Liverpool, Salah is just. I know he scored points in terms of cut goals. He's not on. Great form.
He's not. And again, expensive. Probably wouldn't rather a Son. Saka's quite expensive.
Is his Son good?
Yeah. I don't think he's playing.
Oh, okay.
Bit young, yeah. But it was like talking about premium players. Yeah, I mean, because when you do get rid of Haaland, and we get rid of Salah, you do free up so many more options.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be interesting because you don't know what's going to happen with Man City. Like, it could be this time in a couple of weeks, they could be going for one trophy.
Well, that's the thing is Liverpool are, as I'm recording, playing tomorrow night.
Yep.
Which
is a Thursday, just in case.
Okay. And then obviously we've got these games. So the top three teams are going to be rotating players.
Yeah.
So. We're going nail on these players, but should we? Should we be looking for the outliers?
I think you've got to, really, especially like if you want to have a gamble at the end of the season. And I think something like Tony, I can't see him being a very popular pick, but there is a chance that he does break his his bad run of form, especially with those few games that we just mentioned.
So
he's a gamble, I think. And there's a few other gambles. I mean, you could possibly take as well.
Well, yeah, if you could tell me who they are, because I need all of them in my team. But I just generally think with Arsenal have got a set core of players. They haven't got a vast squad.
Yeah, they've also got the worst run-in of all the top three teams. But, yeah, you kind of know who's going to play with Arsenal.
Yeah, yeah. And similar with Liverpool, I think, at the moment.
Yeah, it's Man City the one you got to watch out for, definitely.
Yes,
I can see Liverpool dropping a few of their bigger stars in like games, but Arsenal can't really afford to. They've got a pretty horrendous run. Aston Villa at home, double game week, Wolves, Chelsea, Tottenham away, Bournemouth home should be fine, I imagine, for them. Man United away, no comment. And then then Everton at home, who could possibly, last day of the season, could possibly be fighting for their...
I'd say another team that...
Survival.
that I think are just going to drop out of this top four, Villa, because they've got Arsenal, Bournemouth, Chelsea, Brighton, Liverpool, Palace. Now, Arsenal,
Yeah, they don't look great either, do they?
They don't. Mm. They seem to be going off the ball.
Watkins is still scoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that because I got rid of him.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Every time I get rid of a player, they seem to do well.
Mm.
And I was
everyone I bring in at the minute gets injured. So,
So who
swings
and
roundabouts. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there are so many permutations and different things going on here. But when you look at Man City's run in, Luton, Brighton, Forest, Wolves, Fulham, West Ham.
You wouldn't back them to lose.
I can't see them losing any of those games.
No, I can't either.
Or drawing them.
No. Yeah, it's Man City to lose at this point.
I think so. I think so. And I think we all know this is when Man City just turn it on.
Yeah, Liverpool dropped the points at United. They dropped 2 points at United.
They did drop 2 points at United, but then again...
just wanted to bring that up again. Yeah, you have nothing to say about it.
No, I just... Although, what I will say is, this is how clutchy Man United fans are getting over this win, right?
Here we go.
I want to bring this up. And someone you and I both know came up to me and went... Yeah, but did you see what our under-18s did to your under-18s
2 days before? It was 9-1, wasn't it? Yeah.
Who cares? It's an under-18s game. That's how desperate you guys are getting.
You can't see right now, but I'm actually grasping at straws.
Yeah, that was probably the lowest of barrel scrapes I've ever heard from a Man United fan.
Yeah.
It wasn't Craig, but it was someone we know, and I'll tell you off air.
I can guess. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to go back to the Listeners League because someone's been chirping off a little bit and I've been giving him loads of stick, but he's only jumped me in the league for 1 week. It's Charlie.
Oh, he has.
He's jumped me by 6 points.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
It's not. He got a big fat 65 this week.
Charlie, I suppose.
And I'm just looking at that league. I had the worst score of the week.
You did, yeah. Jack's still beating his father, Chris.
Yes.
That's always nice to see.
But Chris is rubbish, isn't he? Jack's pretty good. He got 64.
Yeah, fair play,
yeah,
Jack.
Yeah, well done, Jack.
And then a big show. I suppose Sam was top of the league.
Sam's on fire, isn't he? Mm. But you're not that far away from him.
No. But this is it. There's a lot of leagues I'm in, and I'm second, so it's got to be times. I mean, you finish second, you finish third. Everyone wants to finish first, so I'm gonna have a gamble. I'm not gonna. And quite a lot of the teams are similar to mine as well, the ones above me. So it's got to be differentials that I'm gonna try and find, and have a little gamble.
Yeah, and if Sam is winning the league, when we get into the last couple of games, I've just noticed there's a report an offensive name button there.
Is there?
Yeah. Good. I mean, his name's not that offensive. It's you had to check yourself. Yeah. But, you know, if he kicks him out of the league, he kicks him out of the league. We'll give it a go.
Now who's clutching at straws?
Me, yeah. Massively. But, yeah, that's about where I am. But, so going into the league next week, our two transfers, I'm going to have to rummage round and see what I can find. I don't know. I'm going to probably overload on Liverpool and Arsenal players.
Yeah, I mean, you've already got three Liverpool and three Arsenal, actually, looking at it. You've got Bournemouth. Like, obviously, they've got United this week, but they do have a double game week.
Can I just have more Arsenal and Liverpool players?
No.
Well, I'm going to have to take out Foden anyway.
Yeah, Foden probably won't play at Luton, as we said. He'd probably play the week after that, as long as it's not too bad of an injury.
Do you put Gordon in at Newcastle? He seems to be getting points.
He does. He's been getting points consistently all season. Should I tell you what I'd do with your team?
Do you know what's really interesting? I've just noticed this. Forwards-wise, Watkins is a top-rated point scorer in all strikers. 201 this season.
Yeah, and he's only 8.8, whereas Haaland's 14.3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Solanke's third.
It's not even close. He's got an extra 40-odd points on Haaland overall this season.
That's mad, isn't it?
That is crazy. And a shout-out to Morris. From Luton, in the top five, five.
Yep.
Ahead of Darwin.
And what did we say?
Yeah.
I'm not signing a Luton player, not going near him.
This is probably why we're not winning anything. Do you know what I'd do with your team, though?
I'd start again.
Yeah. I'd go for that Brentford striker, not Tony, the other one, for Alvarez.
Which Brentford striker?
Mains, is it? Mans? Again, I can't bring him. I can't say his name. He's been doing well recently. He's got points in his last few. He's been doing really well.
I can't see him in the top list of...
He's not in the top because...
Oh, he's only just come in, is he?
Yeah.
He's not in the, not even the top. No, we're looking for him and we can't find him for love nor money. I think Craig's made up a player there, yeah, just to throw one in on me. Okay, but well, thanks for your top tips, Craig. And do you know what? On that point, I think we're going to leave it there. Yeah,
quick predictions.
Oh, predictions, yeah, crikey. Predictions, Man City win the league.
Yeah, but I second that.
Yeah, big shout out. I think Forest are going to turbocharge and go for it and get themselves out of trouble.
Yeah.
I think Brentford are going down.
Ooh, okay. That is a big call.
Yeah.
My prediction?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, my prediction. I'm actually going to go against you. I reckon Sheffield United might beat Brentford.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. The Premier League's been weird recently, and I think that could be a potential banana skin.
Okay. Right, well... Yeah,
not that I'm getting any Sheffield United players in.
No, or Brentford. Although you try to spoon one off on me that you've never heard of.
Yeah.
and the fact that I have said Brentford are going down, that could be a great shout, actually.
Yeah.
Could be a great shout.
Just thought I'd go against the grain, make it a bit interesting.
Craig's going to bring in Ollie McBurney.
Am I? No. No.
Well, I might bring in Morris. That's my other little sneaky.
He's like number two on the list of the most punchable face in the Premier League. Yeah. Andy Robinson, if you're wondering.
Although that's not very nice.
No, it's not.
For me, it's actually Bruno. I couldn't tire of it. Okay. Anyway, on those wonderful predictions and somewhat violent end, we will leave it there this week, and we'll catch up with you next week. So until then, take care, everyone, and from Craig.
Laters.